John Kenneth's men. It's the first time I've seen John's men in about 2 years. Because John now knows he's got a bit of support. And the other thing is, it would be remiss of me not to say this. I said to Shuey at the break, I canvassed for Shuey 40 years ago. 40 years ago. Shuey's still there. For me, Shuey Smith, and the reason why I did it, was because I seen Shuey as a man of the people. And you know what? Shuey still lives in Glencairn. He goes in his back gate and out of his back gate to his house. He still lives there, him and his wife. You know what I mean? He's always lived on the shangle. And Shuey knows this and I know this. Shuey had to go to work in Mackey's. But he's never left the shangle. He's stayed there. He's held on to his roots. And Shuey has not walked away from this party in the last 40 years or however long he's been there. And that was because Shuey really, really believed that we were right. Sometimes he probably scratched his head and wondered, were we right? But he always came up with a conclusion. You know, and Shuey still lives there. He lives amongst people. He hears it every day. He walks up and down the shaggle, the bookies and the other places. And, you know, he gets buttonholed. But Shuey has always been there. Shuey was the first person that I ever knew that made himself accessible to the people. When all the rest of these people were hiding in the city hall, Shuey always had an office in the shaggle. You know? And we forget about Shuey was the Lord Mayor when the ceasefires was called. And what a wonderful Lord Mayor. And I'm not just saying that because he's my friend. Shuey got himself into a couple of tight corners when he was Lord Mayor. Sometimes he doesn't tell the whole story, he only tells part of it. But he did. You know, Shuey was a unionist. And Shuey was the first Mayor from a unionist background to do some of the stuff that he'd done. He set the trend. It was easy for all these other people. He broke the ground and they all followed him. And we need to remember that. You know? And the reason why I'm taking this position is because in my heart I know that the PUP have been a tremendous party over the years. They've had committed people. People who are committed to our communities. And people who are committed to the cause. Because remember, you know, the whole thing about this is when I first canvassed for Shuey, I was told by Paisley and by others, you're on the road to Dublin. The road to Rome. And not belong to a United Ireland. You know, I was 16. I'm now 56. I'm still a unionist. In fact, I think that there's no question, if it hadn't been for the Progressive Unionist Party, and I have to be honest, Shuey Smith argued with me and David Irvine about the Triple Act. And we got it. We argued with him at the start, and he convinced us we needed a triple lock. And Shuey got it through David. We both argued it, and we got it. What did the DUP do in St Andrews? Took it away. They took it away. The triple lock meant that we, for the foreseeable future, were safe within the United Kingdom. But we're still here. We're still talking about it. People talk about what we lost through the Good Friday Agreement or the Belfast Agreement. We lost nothing. We probably felt that we lost some. But look at Republicans. Republicans might be in power, but as Roy Garland said earlier, they've been corrupted. They don't want power in Dublin because they don't have United Ireland. But their project is to say they have power north and south. Having power north and south is not United Ireland. It's what you do with that power when you're given it. McGuinness might do well in the Republic. But you know why I'll do well? Because of the collapse of the economy. That's why I'll do well. Because the Labour Party have done nothing. And other people have walked off stage. So they fill a void. And McGuinness might do well. I was talking to a Republican the other day, a senior Republican. He was a senior Republican. And he told me a story. And he said to me that he was the person who actually termed, who came up with a term in the Republican movement about being watery. In other words, whenever they were out trying to do their talks, you know, people just said, that's very watery. Because they could never say what they really meant. And he said to me the other day, have you ever heard as much flattery coming from McGuinness in all your life? He was challenging the notion of what McGuinness was saying about murder. In fact, challenging the position that McGuinness would even use the one word murder. Because he was saying he shouldn't be using it as a Republican. But anyway, that's not for Republicans in the North. That's for Republicans in the South. Not the Provost, but the two main parties, who see themselves as the main Republicans. Pro and anti-treaty. That's what that discussion's for. But anyway, we can tell they shoot ourselves in the foot. We always grasp defeat from the jaws of victory. What we need to do is ensure that we don't do that anymore. That we make sure that we give that leadership, that we fill that void, and that we convince working class loyalists that we're right, and that we grasp victory from defeat. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, everybody. You no doubt noticed there are some reasons in Sausage Rose and stuff to have arrived. In closing, obviously, to thank Billy. I'm sure Billy has got the full support of the party. Billy has challenged us there. He used the word challenge a couple of times. And he's challenged us to raise our game, really. And being involved with the party a long time and being the chairman of the party for the past 5 years, I know that the work that has gone on. And the work, particularly as I said earlier, the last sort of year, 15 months, when we were in turmoil in some cases. But the people that stayed, and there wasn't that many resignations, but the people that stayed because we saw a future for us. And with the people that we represent needed to be represented because they weren't being represented by somebody else. And today, when Billy Hutchison spoke and Billy has taken over, I think it's the day that we can... gives us serious optimism for the future. And I can assure Billy that certainly the executive committee and other members will fully be behind him. And like I said to William regarding the act stuff, also whatever Billy's plans are, we'll fully be behind it and implementing it. For the betterment, not only of the party as Billy spoke about, but our communities. So I'm going to finish now, and as I say, if you can leave your details again, at the, even if you write your name and phone number down again, and well, the party needs some first sort of contacts and stuff, because there's going to be things happening in the coming weeks. Thank you very much for coming today. Yeah.